Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we will factor in some multiplicity into our lives. Embracing the slash is no different than trying a new facet in your life. There is a learning curve, norms to be considered, players to learn how to face, and even a whole set of jargon to incorporate into your vocab. But you might not have time to learn this slash code, so let's find your multiples and make peace with them quicker than a read of Sybil. In today's fast-paced world, with all doors open to anyone with a pulse and a laptop, more and more of us are embracing the slash. What I mean by that is the multitudinous roles we assume in our daily lives, some of us out of necessity, some of us out of curiosity, and some of us out of fear of mortality. If the world before us today has taught us anything other than 60 is the new 40, is that there is plenty of time to do it all. Assuming that nothing is holding you back, extrinsically or intrinsically, you probably are involved in a few roles. Okay, think of all the roles you play. Some examples might be brother, wife, friend, soccer coach, Girl Scout leader, artist, activist, producer, station manager. First, go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back. Yep, that's right, you deserve it. Congrats! Now here is where it gets tough. Which one does not give you as much satisfaction as the rest? Okay, I'm not going to say dump this facet. This slash existence is what seems to be what the future is telling us we need to embrace. And guess what? It's great for you to have many factors going for you. However, could it be time to admit that we continue this role solely because it is a slash to our names? So, for example, you know the one that we're most familiar with, model slash actress slash waitress slash activist. Maybe modeling isn't as fun as it used to be, and you're tired of not eating pizza and cupcakes at will to maintain that size 4. Plus, let's face it, not much brain work going on, and what perhaps of setting a bad example for young women? It may be time to let go of this role. This also frees your time to participate in more activism, which brings you more joy and a sense of meaning, such as the recent closing of the circus, which you had a hand in by being a voice against cruelty by protesting. In conclusion, I ask you, why hang on? And what exactly are you hanging on to? My pro tip, there was a time that adjunct professor was a part of my multiplicity for 13 years. When it came to an end for reasons outside of my control, it was certainly a chapter in my life that I was sad to see end. And while it was good for it to close, I still felt that I had to cling to that. But it made room for a new role, which is the one you're listening to today. My take on that experience is, although tough, it really does work out in the end. Sounds cliche, but let me say this, it's okay. You can let go of the slash that is not as fulfilling as the others and be open to what is coming next and make room with the power of a tornado for what is possible. Time for our movie motivation. No, this won't be about Sybil, as I mentioned earlier, the now-in-question story about a young woman plagued with multiple personalities after a major childhood trauma as told by her shrink. Although, I remember reading that tome when I was 13 and it was quite, impactful. The film for multiplicity is Moana. Moana, for the uninitiated, is a Disney film about a young Polynesian daughter of a chief faced with the dilemma of which role she needed to honor first. Moana of Motunui was a Polynesian princess, a daughter, an emissary of the ocean, a hero to her people to restore the heart of Tahiti, and a great ocean navigator. But rather than let the parts define who she was, she had her mission, and all of her parts were there for her to complete her mission. Regulation of the slashes, per their usefulness to your mission, is the lesson here. To learn about more ways to maintain multiples in your life and how Peter Margaritis, also known as the accidental accountant and podcaster of the show Improv is No Joke and author of the book by the same name, and how he juggles the accountant slash author slash comedian slash podcaster slash dad slash husband slashes in his life, you can listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on WCBE.org on 90.5 FM at 6:30 a.m. Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif, and of course, you can also catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.